You're listening to SBS News.
It's called the R rating, and this health classification refers to the potential for the coronavirus to infect others in a community. University of New South Wales epidemiologist Professor Mary Louise McClaws is an advisor to the World Health Organization on infection outbreaks. She says the R rating is drawn from a complex series of factors, including the susceptibility and density of the population, as well as the infectiousness of those who have the virus.
The R value indicates, on average, the transmissibility of, for example, COVID-19. In other words, on average, how many people can one infected person cause? If it's over one, it means that the virus is transmitting and it's increasing. If it's down to one, then it means that the outbreak is at an end.
Encouragingly for Victoria, on another day of 400 plus new cases and more coronavirus deaths, one is the state's current reproduction figure. But the Premier, Daniel Andrews, says it needs to be driven down further.
If the REF number, if that R0 number, so the number of people that are positive case infects, stays at one, then we will see stable numbers, but we will not see falling numbers. If, however, instead of every positive case infecting one other person, only every second positive case infected another person, so if we halve the rate, so it was at 0.5, then we will see our numbers come down and come down again and again. That's where we have to get to.
If not, Mr. Andrews warns, the maths of COVID-19 infections can mean only one thing.
Every day there's 400, and we're seeing stability but not a decline, that will mean more people. The statistics tell you, the logic tells you, the maths of this is that that'll mean people die. And that's really what's at stake here.
But while the Victorian government has imposed Melbourne lockdowns and mandatory mask wearing in a bid to bring reproduction and case numbers down, there are also warnings for New South Wales, as it continues to record less imposing double-digit case increases. With fewer restrictions and less social distancing, health authorities put its R rating at around 1.4, which is higher than Victoria's. And according to Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly, that could make Sydney in particular more susceptible to a virus outbreak.
And we know the things that drive that in terms of people mixing, coming close together in large numbers, taking less notice of the physical distancing and hygiene measures. These are the risky components which tend to make the R effective number to increase above one, which would demonstrate that the potential for further outbreaks is increasing. It doesn't necessarily predict what might happen in terms of the numbers of cases or hospitalisations, but it is a good indication.
Professor McClaws has warned there are perils in using the R rating to compare the infectiousness of viruses and a country or state's handling of the pandemic.
It doesn't necessarily represent how well you're doing, because there's always going to be a time lag between putting in place your infection control, such as lockdowns, distancing, and of course mask use, and then the R will fall. So it is a nice indicator to see if the R is falling, but also the R is always behind time, because it takes people a while to go and get tested to realise they're sick. And then once they do, and that the R then can then be readjusted. So it's always slightly behind time.
Nonetheless, it's one of those rare ratings where being as low as possible is crucial, because lives depend on it. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.